All right. You said the Packers got smacked.
Yeah. Slow for them.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy. Sports is back. Sorry, nah, they've been back for a while.
Facts, a couple months. A couple good months.
Yeah. NFL was crazy. NBA was crazy. And we about to get into all of that today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But first, y'all already know how I'm about to start this thing off. Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Y'all already know who it is. It's me, Ted D. And this is the Ill Perspective Podcast. I'm with the usual suspect, P Jizzle, P Love.
Who called me P Love, man? I ain't never heard that one.
We got PJ in the building. Back to business.
What's good with you?
Man, look. Life is good, like Future say. Man, but yeah. Everything good. How you been?
Usual, man. Staying busy. Staying out the way. You know what I'm saying? Take care of the fatherly duties. Stuff like that. What's been going on with you?
Man, speaking of business, this podcast is brought to you by TevDesigns.com. Y'all can go. Hey, yeah, you like that segue?
Yeah.
Come on now. We here. If y'all want to support us, if y'all, you know, you want to get stuff that you just need, go to TevDesigns.com. That's where you can, it's the one-stop shop to where you can get the PJ merch, the Tev merch.
Facts.
Rejected Weirdos. And we got some coming down the pipe. You know what I'm saying? So we got some new brands, some new things coming. So, hey, go to TevDesigns.com to get what you need. But since we was talking about sports, we cannot go no further without discussing the champs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Lakers, the Lake Show put on a show, and they won the NBA Finals Championship this year. What you thought about that? Like,
I thought it was a great team effort win. I think the Lakers was one of the top teams in the league this year, so I'm not surprised they won a chip. They definitely they had LeBron, they had AD. They had a little shaky bench, but I feel like with the addition of Rondo and a couple other great shooters, they made it work. So I was surprised. I was only surprised that who came out the East.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the Heat coming out the East was definitely surprising, and I think they fought a good fight, man. But you know, that's just when you play a team like that, they just, I don't know, they just dominate in a different way.
Yeah. Hey, we gonna pause it real quick. All right, we back. The champs. The champs is here. Let it calm down a little bit.
So you gotta calm down?
Yeah, you know, I was saying the mic.
Oh, yeah, y'all was trying to get it back to you.
But you know, that like we were just saying, the champs is here. The Lake Show. They got the dub. How you feel about the season and the finals?
I feel like the season was different. It was a little unorthodox. Adding a bubble into it, of course. I think it was a different spin on the season. They kind of added a different element for the players. Some it benefited, mm-hmm. some it didn't. The Lakers is one of the teams that I think it benefited a little bit because they got a little more time to rest up and get healthy.
Yeah.
I think they was already making a push for the finals.
Right.
So I really wasn't surprised at that. I was probably more surprised at the Miami Heat. Miami Heat coming out the East.
Oh, yeah.
And basically disrupting Milwaukee, Boston.
Yeah, the top two seeds.
Yeah, exactly. So that probably was more surprising. Obviously, the bubble helped the Heat. Gave them more time to get healthy, build more chemistry, and just really make a...
And a real, young team. So the crowd didn't have an effect, really.
Yeah, I think they're a good mixture of young and veteran with a good coach. But the Lakers was just too much. They was too much for them. They, I think Miami gave it probably the best they can do. They probably left it all on the floor, and that's all you really can ask for. So it was entertaining. It was surprising. It was expected, but it was all good basketball for sure.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, like, the surprise of the bubble was the Clippers losing. Like, because people thought, it was expecting it to be Clippers versus Lakers the whole season, but they got knocked out by the Nuggets, which was a formidable opponent,
Yeah, respectable opponent.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it just go to show you, it's sports. Like, that's what sports is. That's what we like about sports. The uncertainty of it all. Like, so, the Lakers did their thing and the Clippers didn't. And ultimately, the Lakers, got to where they needed to get to. They did what they needed to do to win a chip.
Facts.
For me as well, I'm a Lakers friend. Like, that's the first, that's the basketball team I've been rooting for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So the move to get LeBron was throwing me off. Like, not that he wasn't good or anything, but I thought that at this point, you made your legacy. Like, you did what you got to do. You one of the greatest of all time. So the move to the Lakers, I thought, was more of a media type of thing. Like, let's, I was one of those critics. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, but obviously it wasn't. He proved that. But what do you do? What do you think it does to his legacy? Do you think it affects it at all?
Yeah, in a positive way. It shows you just how great he is, and just how important he is to the culture and to the NBA history. Like, it really matters that
he got to number four
and the way he did it.
Yeah, MVP.
Paying tribute to Kobe.
Yeah.
Winning another championship for a real, I guess Lakers is one of the best, if not one of the best teams in NBA history, just legacy wise. So,
well, oh yeah, I mean, they got the most, well, they tied for the most championships,
right,
along with the Celtics. Like, right, they finally tied. So,
and they probably have more. They didn't have a lot of stars. They didn't have a lot of star power come through LA. So he adds to that as well. So it's just, to me, it's important. Just a fan of the NBA, watching him be able to,
right,
run off the accomplishments he's been able to do. I think the move was a little bit for Hollywood or media.
Yeah,
as well as I think he also was focused on winning another championship, because That's what the Lakers do. They got 17 now, so they're always trying to win championships. So I think LeBron's the type to where he was able to multitask and incorporate the Hollywood lifestyle and win championships and be competitive at the same time. So he's been doing that for majority of his career, if not all of his career anyway. So I wasn't surprised. I definitely think that was dope. It's a dope moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it was dope. It was just like, the season was much how that finals, like, this year was much how that finals was, like, up, yeah, down, like, just because, like, just when you thought the Miami Heat was gonna get swept, like, them first, what was it, the first two or the first game, they got blew out, like, but well, then they,
game one was close, game two was a blowout, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
people thought they was gonna get swept.
Facts, yeah. That's how it was looking.
Yeah, it was looking bad.
I feel like they fought as hard as they could, you know. They were super competitive the whole time, and that's what basketball is. It's just competing against the best. And if you lose, you got to take it on the chin. So it's just a part of the game. I felt like it was very entertaining, and you know, respect to Miami for sure.
Right. One of the things that was an advantage and a disadvantage to others, an advantage to some and a disadvantage to others, was the mental aspect of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people, like you said, the young players, the rookies, probably wasn't so mentally affected as some of the older players, because they didn't have a crowd pressure. A lot of them still don't have families and stuff like that, so they didn't have to go into the mental aspect of like the bubble. It was Disney. It was like a vacation to some of them, probably, you know. But some of the older ones who has those amenities that Disney have and more, it's probably heavier on it being a bubble. You know, they can't go back to seeing their kids or doing their normal routines. As far as just going back and forth in the finals, I think that it affected Paul George, one of the ones who was open about that.
Yeah, he did speak on it a little bit. I think it affected a handful of players. Man, I try to not to compare it too much to it, but it kind of seemed a little bit like prison, a little bit. Just a little bit. Because you're not being able to leave and see your family.
Your structure.
And then you have to wake up and go to work every day. So
right.
even though it's basketball is what you like to do, but it still had that kind of, I don't know, that kind of vibe to it. So I can understand why certain players wasn't so thrilled about it. And it affected them a little bit. And mm-hmm. basketball is not just about, you know, going out on the court. Sometimes it is about like being able to come home and being able to relax and being around your family. Yeah. That's any job. So imagine if your job locked you into a, you know, amusement park and has you working and you weren't allowed to go see your family, but you had to work. So that's definitely a tough situation. And I think it definitely affected Paul George. He was definitely one of the players that I thought was a little different entering the bubble. And you know, and that probably contributed to the Clippers' the demise a little bit against mm-hmm. the Nuggets. You know, one of your best players get affected in any type of way, it's definitely gonna shorten your odds of winning that series. So it was a good thing for certain teams, certain players. It was a bad thing for certain teams, certain players as well. So it was just the pros and cons with the bubble. But I still felt like it was all entertaining. It was all good basketball.
Yeah, that portion of it, the mental portion of it, reminded me of like therapy, and I actually started going. I ain't saying I'm going because of the NBA, but it's something I've been thinking about for a while, like trying to do. I think now it's probably more acceptable for like Black people to go to therapy and stuff. So, I actually started going, like I went a couple of times, like, you know what I'm saying? You ever been to therapy? I know we talked about it on here, but.
Yeah, I've had my experience with it. I had it early on in life. Like I had it sixth grade and a little bit of my seventh grade year. So this was like 2000, year 2001, somewhere in there where I had to.
Okay.
Experience it a little bit.
I actually, this is my first time doing it, and I thought I had like this image in my head of what I thought it was gonna be. Like, you know, the you know, the scene from Space Jam. I thought it was gonna be like that. Probably some of them are, but
yeah, when you sitting on the couch and he talking to you,
yeah. That's the only image I had. Well, I ain't saying the only image, but that was the image that just popping up in my head as I was going like that day.
You had the Hollywood image,
basically. Yeah. But my experience actually being in a room was actually, it was actually a cool experience, like a cool thing. What I got from what I went through is it's like a, like you just dump your stuff, like your mental out, like it just feels like a trash truck, you know, like, and it's like over time you be picking up trash, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I felt like my life was like. I got like a bunch of stuff in my head, and what I seen therapy as was like, at the end of the day, you know, you gotta dump your truck.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you gotta find somewhere to put all those thoughts.
Yeah, all that junk. Emotions. Like, yeah. So that's what it was for me. It was just like venting, kinda, and I felt good afterwards. Like, it was like the feeling you get like after a workout or something. Like, you know, you accomplish your workout, you feel good. Not so much your physical, but your mentally, your spirit, emotional. It feels better. So that's how I felt about the therapy, you know.
Yeah, that's equivalent to how I felt. That's equivalent to how I felt. I felt like it gave me somewhere to where I can be myself and not have to worry about nothing. Like, right. And just expressing yourself and saying how you feel with, you know, with no type of judgment or critique, just listening. Like, and just having somebody to listen, definitely it makes you more I guess it makes it easier to express yourself and just be detailed with how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all therapy was, man. It just gave me somewhere to just be myself and express myself, which helped express myself in other ways in my life as well. So having that safe zone made it to where my conversations and my interactions with other people was getting better as well. So it affected everything in my life positive, like in a positive way. So I definitely understand how you feel, man. It's definitely weird at first, but you get accustomed to it real quick.
Right. Yeah, because like what I've heard is like the only way therapy can be effective is if you honest, like, are you ready to go? Like, if you ain't ready to go, you ain't gonna be honest, then it ain't no point of going. Like, and I think for me, I was ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I'm mentally struggling or nothing like that. I just felt like, I got a lot and I need to like figure out what I want to do. Like, I want to, like, so I don't know, that's what it felt like to me. Like I need to do that.
Go to get some type of direction. You go get a mirror so you can mirror yourself and see if it's things you can change and alternate. And that's really what it's for. You really got to be ready to change. If you're not ready to change, you might as well not go to therapy, because therapy gonna show you exactly who you are, right, and who you not. And then you figure out who you really want to be and make those choices and make those, you know, you got to create the habits that, or change the habits that you need to become that. So it's definitely something it's not necessarily have to be a mental thing. It just could be something you can be just yearning for more, like becoming better. So that's really what it boils down to. Do you want to become better? Because if you do, therapy is the solution for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know why, but like the perception was that you had to be like crazy or have some mental thing, or like you had to be really going through something bad, like, to go. No. And from doing it these couple of times, is I realized like, nah, it's just another exercise for your brain. Like, it's just another tool in the belt. It's just something to help you out and get to the next level. Like,
yeah, it's like you don't have to be a, you know, going through an injury to work out. You can work out just because you just want to be fit. You can just want to go to the gym. And some people go to the gym because they are injured, so you're trying to nurse yourself back to
them.
So therapy is the same way. You can really be slipping mentally and have to go to therapy. That's that's one reason to go. And right. then you could just want therapy just because you want more. You want to change. You just ready for something different.
Right.
And it could be nothing wrong with you mentally. You just need somebody on the outside looking in with an unbiased opinion to let you know certain things, and you critiquing yourself. And when you feel like you don't need it no more, you can stop it. Because right. it gets to a point to where therapy isn't something you're supposed to just keep doing. You're supposed to get to a point to where you learn what you need to learn, and then it's time for you to start executing and applying and to get right. used to it. Then if you got to come back, or if you want to do like checkups or something like that, that's always something you can do. But it's not something you're supposed to just do forever or just run on for years upon years. Like, you use it until you need it, and then when you don't need it no more, you go ahead and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's multiple different reasons why you can enter therapy. So I don't think you should really pay attention to the stigma. It should always be, if you feel like it's best for you and you ready to change and you want something different, then do it. If you care about what people think or stigmas or opinions about whatever, you're not gonna do a lot of stuff, and that's gonna hinder you. So
all right.
You know, just do what you feel like you need to do. Do what you feel like is best for you. That's pretty much it. And if therapy is it, shit, go to therapy.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know you was like, yeah.
You didn't, that one, they caught you up a couple times. You got it right that time.
Hit the nail on the head. But I do want to remind y'all. TevDesigns.com. Look, PJ just set up straight. Yeah, you know, so you can see the logo is right there.
Of course. You always
want to. He got the Ray Charles on with yes, the PJ sir. Merch.
Yes, sir.
Look, man. Definitely
could play a piano right now.
y'all just gotta go. Y'all don't wanna miss it. The same thing with my Black History shirt. It's what you need to succeed.
You could have been a rapper.
Hey, we might turn the beat switch on after up. This. All right, man. We gonna come back to the topics. One of the things, since we've been away, because it's been a couple of weeks, you know. Yeah. My anniversary.
Yeah.
1 year anniversary.
How that's going for you?
Horrible. Help me. Sorry,
That's cap. That's cap.
Man, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's like, it's like that cap of that first year is like getting through the first year of business, or the first you know, your child first year. Like school. It's like a.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a milestone.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. And we celebrated like it, you know. We spent the whole weekend just without the kids, just celebrating us. So yeah. It was a good thing. Like,
and
getting to that landmark is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't last or even get to that point.
Nice.
That they want to be married. So I'm doing it happily.
That's what's up, man. Y'all definitely deserve all the celebration. I know you a happy man. I know she a happy woman. So that's all that matter.
Yeah, it was a great time. But let's get into a little bit of politics. It's not a political show. I don't know what disclaimers we need to make. We not no experts.
Yeah.
We just coming off the head, so you know, since we had our last podcast, presidential debate happened, and a vice president.
Yeah, a couple debates.
So it was a crazy one, the presidential, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And even the second one, you know, with the vice president, had its moments. Yeah. But the presidential debates. What you think happened? Like, what was your thoughts on them?
Man, I felt like they was like two brothers or two family members arguing at the barbecue or something, and the uncle,
two uncles,
the uncle, the older OG is the one refereeing the argument. Like,
right.
it really didn't seem real professional. I didn't really like how Trump was really attacking kind of hard. I understand why he did what he did. It was a great technique to use because he threw Biden off a lot, and he really disrupted what he was trying to do and cut into his time of talking. He did great. He's a great magician at creating illusions and smoking mirrors, and he's great at what he does. So I'm not mad at him for being a great I don't know what you call him. But he definitely did what he was supposed to do, but it was very very rude, very disruptive, very unprofessional. And I don't think he represented his job title well. And I feel like we critique athletes, we critique business owners, mm-hmm. we critique rappers, people who not even have to do nothing with saving the country and nothing with, you know, all the not necessarily important stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is political stuff. So this is supposed to be real, like, professional business savvy stuff. And it was just, I don't know. It was out of order. And I don't know. It was weird to watch it. They better off throwing on boxing gloves or something. That probably would have been the next best step. Looked like they were spending a fight.
It's just crazy to me how the politics is. Like, they just trying to get to their agendas met. Like, and that debate what they say was a chicken show.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. It was more comical than a debate. It was more like comic relief.
It was lies. It was. Man, the part that killed me the most was the part when it was like, can you denounce white supremacy? And he said, stand up. What did he say? Stand by, stand back.
Yeah, he said, stand back. Yeah, he told him to stand by, which is weird. You would think that would be the easiest thing to do as the president. Right.
It's a no-brainer, even if.
It's like, it don't matter what you are in this country, that should have been the easiest thing to do and say, and he fumbled it, and it was just right there on national TV. And I don't really know how to digest it, because I'm not surprised about it
I think his strategy is to get people afraid to vote, because I think most people either undecided and they don't care, like, the vote, or I think if he think he get the most people to the poll, then they gonna root mainly for Biden. I think that's his thinking. I think his mission is to, like, keep people home and not voting.
Right.
That way he can finagle it, keep it close. Because Biden leading in the polls right now, like, and it might not matter if he pull the same thing he did the last time, which was like kind of get it close enough and then win off of like some
technicality.
Yeah, some technical. But the actual debate, it was crazy. That, like I said, the not denouncing white supremacy, that's the easiest thing. Or the cutting each other off, like going over your time. It was like, it was crazy. Even Biden getting off his game, calling him a clown.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it's not what we want to see our country as, or around the world, because, you know, they looking at us too.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. That was the first time it was a room full of old white dudes and I felt embarrassed.
Man,
I ain't never felt that embarrassed before. Like, damn, is this our president for real? And then it's the guy trying to be the president.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this shit look crazy. Even the mediator was, he was about ready to throw some hands too. So it was like,
man, it was,
yeah, everybody was just, it was crazy. Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
The second one, though, which was I felt was even more, because we already know Trump was going to do. He was going to know, say whatever he needed to say. Like, he going to say anything, whether it's true or lie or whatever. He was going to do that. But the one I was looking forward to more was the vice president. Mm-hmm. Because you know they're going to actually at least get to some policies instead of accusing each other and arguing back and forth. It was some cutting off, like, Kamala had to put that black woman, you know.
Yeah, she went
intensity
really
on a little
she
bit.
She really trying to go for that, yeah.
But yeah, she that I'm talking. We all got one of those.
Yeah, definitely got somebody in the family who, especially a woman. You ain't gonna do that.
I'm
to
talking.
Too many people. Like, yeah,
I'm talking.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. But even still, I think it's weird. Like, everybody denies everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
talk about the other person like they know this really happened. And then the person just denies it. So it's weird. Those debates are just, I don't know.
I'm ready for
really
this political season
yeah.
to be over with.
Yeah, this shit just be, I don't know, it's draining. But we got to participate. We got to vote. We got to make sure, I guess, we try to put the best person in office.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Who that is beyond me. That's definitely something I'm
Did
still
you
confused
see the fly?
About. Yeah, of course. Everybody saw the fly. It's the shit.
Yeah, hey, it's a meme. The fly dancing on his head, man. That was funny. And it happened in a moment. He was trying to say it was no systematic oppression.
Yeah.
Like,
goofy.
Yeah, so that was just show you how crazy these debates is, where we at as a country, like.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, when you got like Ice Cube, you know, trying to fix the problem, politicians can't, like, they can't figure it out. It show you we was in a we just in a that space in the country. Like, did you see what happened with Ice Cube?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. I saw he was going viral one day, and I kind of looked into it. I don't know. I really don't see nothing wrong with what he's saying. I think people tend to hear anytime somebody say anytime they doing something with Trump, people automatically overreact to it. So, I actually understood, or I think I comprehended a little bit of what Cube was trying to do. I think he was just trying to figure out what he was going to do for black people, like, specifically, right. Not of taxes and all that other stuff that they tend to bring up and always yell at what they're going to do. And
right.
We talking about, like, police brutality, or what type of opportunities is it going to be for black people that makes whatever they're doing the process a little bit easier,
right.
Maybe some breaks for, you know, for school and stuff like that, or cutting back on, you know, how expensive certain things are for black people to attain certain things and have certain type of opportunities.
Yeah,
that's really what it seems like he was trying to find out about. And shit, I don't care if it's Biden or Trump, like, somebody gonna have to figure out something at some point in time to where they actually doing something to help black people in some type of shape or form, other than what is it, the stimulus checks and stuff like that,
right.
Like, I feel like that's nothing for real.
So,
like,
basically what happened was Ice Cube was I ain't gonna say was caught, but like somebody from the Trump campaign tweeted out a thanks to Ice Cube,
right?
And you know, the internet went crazy. Basically, a lot of black Twitter was on there saying, why would he do this? And he's not going to do nothing. Or, you know, they was upset for whatever reason.
Yeah.
My opinion on it is, I feel like as black people, we can't say we're going to be for one side automatically without them doing things. Like, that's the argument Kanye has about the Democrats are black people. A lot of people, you know, they say we've been riding with the Democrats for X amount of years, however long, and either party really did too much to make things equal, or we haven't really gotten either party really to do much. I mean, there we made progress, but it wasn't because of a party. And I think what Ice Cube is doing is basically saying, I'm a give what we want. You know, it's called his contract to Black America, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a set of things that Ice Cube, you know, wants, or I don't know who he talked to, requesting for Black people.
Yeah.
So I forgot the point I was trying to make.
Well, basically what he was doing, pretty much.
Oh yeah, so
like, what was he trying to accomplish with it?
Oh yeah, yeah. My opinion on Ice Cube is basically, I feel like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, like talking to both sides and seeing who. I think most of us should do this. Like, I don't think we as Black people should be dedicated to one party just because, you know, just because we think it should be.
Well, they're all one party. That's the kicker right there. The Republican and Democrat is one party. They're just two separate viewpoints. So we basically supposed to agree with both because they're all one. It's one nation. It's just two separate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Two separate sides. So he's doing what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to just pick one side from the other. We're supposed to.
Yeah, Republicans tend to be conservatives. They got conservative ideas, and Democrats is really liberal.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, it's about being just advancing and like just being more open minded to new things.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's the same. It's different sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Like they trying to do we supposed to be trying to do the same thing.
Yeah,
but it's just a different way of getting there.
Right.
And you supposed to vote for whose way is more aligned with yours.
Right.
And I think for Black people, we've been conditioned to just say, okay, they're aligned with us without really doing our homework on the actual politician, like, you know, what they did,
or not really actually demanding what we really need versus just going along with what they saying and being okay with whatever they don't do. We just go without, basically, and then the cycle just continues to happen. We keep, you know what I'm saying, being okay with just being told this is going to happen, instead of actually demanding that these particular things happen, and these particular things stop happening. Right. So, I respect what Ice Cube was doing. I don't feel like Ice Cube would ever, like, be on anyone's side who's against, the culture, like, the African American culture or the Black culture. So, I honestly think like him or like Killer Mike, people like that aren't trying to side with nobody. Right. They just trying to figure out what's the best way we could get what we need and have opportunities that we're not accustomed having, and maybe, you know, with a few tweaks and a few changes, we can, you know, change some stuff in our next generations and the generations to come after that, of being in a different position and have more opportunities to do different things and then be less stressed. You know, it'd be more of a flow for our culture as well versus us always having to do the tug of war type of thing. So, I definitely understood what he was saying. I respect it. So, you know, you gotta let the people on social media do their thing, of course. But if you actually break down what he was trying to do, it really wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think his intention was bad. I don't know. I just feel like it don't matter who we pick, we still gonna have to have our foot on the gas pedal. That's another one-liner.
Thanks.
I'll be messing them up, but
it's all good.
We got to keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Yeah, like,
so whenever we feel like we not getting the things, or they not focusing on what we need, then we gotta apply the pressure. We gotta, you know, make it public, make it known. Yeah, hold them accountable. Accountability
is everything. So don't just be saying whatever you're saying just to get the spot. When you get the spot, actually execute on the plan and actually make something work. Or we you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? We're not gonna keep supporting you. Like, we're not gonna keep just going through the motions. Like, eventually a generation is gonna get tired of same old, same old. So hopefully we can what's wrong? It's static.
Yeah, I think it's your foot. Yeah.
Still static.
Nah, it was going in and out because of the static, but you good. I think you're still talking about the ice cube. But
yeah, I agree with him. It makes sense.
You think we should, you know, reach over the aisle and try to get help?
I think if that's can help get a part of the solution, bro, then why not? Like, why not? Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, I don't think his intention was bad. I don't think it was a bad idea. I think how it came out was like it was planned and they, you know.
Yeah, they could have did it in a better way, but people gonna overreact.
I think people was overreacting and trying to say he was trying to keep it a secret that he was.
People on social media be too much sometimes.
Yeah, it's always crazy. Man, I guess we can probably hop on a little bit of sports.
Again,
because we was talking about basketball mostly, but yeah. Football started too.
We get some football in.
Who's some of the teams you looking at right now this year?
I like the Seahawks. I think they got a shot. Of course, the Chiefs got a shot. I think young fella in Baltimore got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the OGs, man, you got Aaron Rodgers. You got Tom Brady looking good. You got a few surprise teams, I think, that may have a chance of making some noise. Don't be surprised if the Detroit Lions is giving some problems to some people. Cleveland Browns. Chargers. Chargers looking nice with the young fella.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee looking nice. New England. I wouldn't be surprised if New England take another trip with Cam. Cam is.
That's a lot
now,
of teams.
Now we go back to the
to the episode.
To the tape.
Hey, look. I ain't say he wasn't gonna do good. I just say he wasn't gonna probably start the first game. But he did, right? He did. You was right.
He had to. Why would you start Cam Newton? You go get a 6'8 quarterback and have you standing on the sideline. Come on, man. Come on. You're not finna do that. You're not finna do that, man. You finna have that man on the field. If he healthy, he's on the field. Come on.
Yeah,
what team has he been on
where
he wasn't the best quarterback on the team?
I mean, he's a starting quarterback. I ain't say he's not a starting.
You just said what I needed you to say. He's a starting quarterback. Come on, man. Cam got a chance. Who else? It's a few teams you can watch out for. Teams like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is sneaky. Pittsburgh
I can
is
tell
having
you,
a great
don't.
Season. Yeah.
This is the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals is done for.
I'm a Bengals fan, but I wasn't expecting them to actually like have a playoff chance or nothing. Not first year of a rookie quarterback, but it's just frustrating. That's it. Like, you get reminded every game.
Every week. It's every week. So. It's consistent as hell. But y'all got a bright future ahead of y'all for sure.
These are the
dog days right here.
Yeah, I think the future is brighter. I think the things that they need to change is the line first and foremost. If you ain't got a line, you ain't got nothing.
Gotta keep young fella upright.
Yeah.
He get hit a lot.
Look, like I said, the quarterback Joe Burrow showing he's solid. He don't get rattled in certain situations. So I think we can build something with the quarterback.
Yeah.
They got some receivers. mixing, I want to say at least a good maybe 2-3 prime years, maybe two.
Yeah, but he's still gonna be solid for a long time.
He's gonna have a career. Yeah, I mean, he's gonna be solid for a long time. So I think the Bengals gonna be in good shape going forward.
Yeah,
on the defensive end, they can improve on some of the corners and the line.
All the corners. All the corners need to be improved.
They actually got pieces. There's a lot of injured pieces on the defense. So.
But the ones that are out there right now, they need improvement. All the corners, for sure. You got some nice safeties. You got a nice safety.
Yeah. I forget their names.
You probably got a handful of D linemen that's doing all right. Everybody else, linebackers on the list, too. Terrible. They need new linebackers, new DBs, and probably some younger legs on that defensive line. But you got Geno Atkins out. You got some injuries down there, too, so... It's just the linebackers, man. Linebackers and the DBs. And maybe, just maybe, the Bengals could compete in that little competitive division y'all in with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's a nice little division. So the future could be bright, but it could be tough. You got some young quarterbacks in that division as well. So I don't know. The Bears looking all right, so I'm good.
We ain't gotta talk about them.
No, we ain't gotta talk about them, but
they don't play the Bengals this year, do they?
No, I don't think so. Not this year.
Yeah. Man.
I wish we did, though.
Yeah, we're gonna keep an eye on this season, see how it go. Like I said, I don't think the Bengals gonna make much, get much dubs, but I don't know, man.
Man, you just gotta support them because that shit. Nah, you gotta go through it. You gotta go through the hard season. You feel me? Y'all may get another lottery pick next year. Maybe another top five pick. It looks like a top five pick.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. And if we get a pick, you know, it's gonna be some linemen on the board. I'm pretty sure they're gonna get some linemen.
Yeah, you gotta go with probably the best offensive lineman available next year for sure. And then you just add on from there, just, you know, little by little. So y'all got. Give about another 2 years of some tough games, and then maybe
we gotta wait two.
Probably nah, it'd be
it depends two. I think it depends on what the other.
I think two at the most
teams.
Yeah,
do too.
Yeah, that's true. But two at the most, I'll give you 2 years, then you'd be back trying to get them playoffs.
Oh, I can live with that. some of the you been seeing any shows that you've been watching?
The Boys. I've been getting into The Boys on Amazon. I've been watching that. I'm on like episode 6. I'm a little bit behind, but
is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good watch. It's about some superheroes. I mean, I ain't gonna tell you too much, but it's basically about some superheroes and living in a world with, you know, regular people. They have certain advantages and certain disadvantages. So sometimes they take advantage of it. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do other stuff. And then it's just, you know.
What kind of show could I compare it to? Like, that we've probably seen.
It's its own. It's in its own lane. I think that's why it's doing so good. Because you haven't seen a show like this before. Pretty much. Okay. So it's just one of those shows that's different. Like, it's not like how... Like Power is like other shows we've seen before, you know. Then it's police officer shows.
Still never seen Power.
You still never seen Power, but you've seen The Wire, right?
Never seen The Wire.
You've never seen The Wire. Well, that's one legendary show you need.
Get lighter.
Facts. You need the. I mean, you seen like Paid in Full. You seen.
That's
pretty much what it is. It's about, you know, guys selling drugs and he's coming into a lavish lifestyle.
I knew what it was about because it was so talked about.
Yeah, so it's.
I just ain't never got to it.
Compare it to any other little story like that. This is something that's totally different. This is something on a whole different style. It's a whole different. I don't know. It's a whole different way of, I guess, of a show. Even being, I don't know. Like, the whole formula is different. You just got to watch it. I don't want to tell you too much. I just want you to get into it. And once you get into it, you will see. Yeah. It's called The Boys.
I'm going
to
check that one out.
So, one of the shows. Yeah.
One of the shows I've been getting into is Lovecraft Country.
Mm.
And I've been seeing people online as they start to get into it too.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best shows on TV right now.
I heard like, about it.
Period. Like on Netflix, Hulu.
Okay.
TV. Like it's one of the shows, best shows out there. I want to say it's Stars. I think it's Stars that got it. But it's just a show about, I don't even want to give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away.
I'm going to start on it. I've heard it enough. Man, I got family that's telling me about it. So I'm definitely gonna check it out. Definitely see what it's about. And I like the people they cast it for. I've seen them in other movies and other, yeah, you know, other projects. So
Smollett, she a legend.
Yeah. Yeah,
she hitting dope. That legend status, bro.
I believe, like, yeah, some I believe of the she's one of the young got, legends. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Especially like in her age group, like she's like,
one of them ones that's forgotten about. Yeah, but when you go and look on and see the movie she did, you're like, okay,
she got a nice
and for
man
a long time.
But wow, yeah, she was one of the kid here, actors. Like, yeah, she's one of the kid actresses that been in a lot of projects. So just on the strength of that, I'm gonna watch it just because she's in it. And she's normally in something that's pretty good.
The other dude, the main character, he's on Five Bloods, mm-hmm, like the new Netflix show with or movie with Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, they good actors and they do their job.
Chad Boswick was in that one, I believe.
Yeah, Chadman Boswick. But them two actors, they good. And yeah, the storyline is so crazy. It just keep you interested. Yeah, like,
that's what I like.
Like, you don't know where they gonna go. It's like everything you want in the show is in that show. Like, and it can be for different type of people. So if you went to like a more sci-fi, not sci-fi, but
fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy type of world, or if you in a more
like Harry Potter type of thing.
Yeah. Or if you in like more serious stuff like dramas, and it's for you too. Like, they got all of that into it. What other shows?
I don't know. That's all I got that's new so far. Everything else I've been watching is pretty old. I'm still waiting on Snowfall.
Man, they put a pause to a lot of them shows because Atlanta.
Yeah, that's in LA. Atlanta. Wow, it hasn't. Yeah, I ain't seen that show in a while.
What else? There's some other show. I think
I'm waiting on them. There's some good shows. I need to,
bro.
Man, they need to let them loose.
Yeah, but I know Coming to America is going on Amazon. Like, the movie is coming out on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You think movie theater is done? Think they're gonna be done?
I think for a while, yeah, it's not gonna be the same. I think movie theaters is one of those things that pretty much got affected to where it's gonna change how we do it for a while, if not permanently. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think they're going to reinvent themselves. If they strong enough, because people still like to gather in groups and make, you know, and to watch movies. Like,
yeah.
I think they're going to have to do something to where they're gonna have to do something to survive, like to where they can make the room smaller or something like that. But I think this is my heart over my head, but I do want them to still survive.
Yeah, you want them to win, yeah.
Yeah, because
we're gonna see. I mean, they're not gonna do it if it don't make sense. So if they make it, you know, to where it'd be beneficial, then I'm pretty sure they're gonna find a way to make it work. But if it ain't beneficial, they can't make it really make sense, and then it's not going to ever come back. It's going to be kind of like, you know, Blockbusters and Hollywood videos, like how some stuff just
be moving the stream and now.
Yeah, so it's just over with. Like, it'll just be over. I don't know. They may figure out another way to reinvent it. That makes sense, but
I think that move putting Coming to America on Amazon is a good move for them, like for Eddie Murphy or whoever was all involved. Like, I think that was a good move because now we're gonna get bigger movies,
yeah,
on just coming out straight on stream. Like, mm-hmm. I know Disney been doing that. Mulan came on streaming. Like, there's other movies, they come out strictly on streaming, like to make monies. I said monies, uh-huh. to make money, but
all these monies. But nah, that may be the new way of doing it, man. They may just start dropping stuff on the stream apps and let people watch it at their house or something.
Yeah,
that may be the move, and just count the views or have it to where you can buy it, and you know. But it's gonna always be a way around that. But I think that may be a new way you do it. Like, mm-hmm. maybe drop the movie down and then let people watch it at home or watching in the comfort of their own home. And I don't know because at the end of the day, this Corona thing got it to where people don't even want to do like theaters, and I think it may be over for like musicals and stuff like that, or like plays, like Tyler Perry plays and stuff like that, where you're traveling doing tours. I think that stuff is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of fading out a little bit because people don't want to put themselves at risk, and that fear of getting Corona is stopping all that, like a lot of it, even the music stuff. Like, is it just gonna be live stream music concerts now? Like,
I don't know. I think we're gonna get back to a certain. I think some stuff gonna change because of it forever. I don't know if I can say like the concerts and theaters.
Who knows?
I think they're gonna get back.
When you think so? Like next year, year after?
I think they're gonna rush it. I think all we need is just a vaccination. Mm. And I think that's gonna make people
more comfortable.
Yeah, more comfortable. People want to get their money, so I mean, people are already out. Still, like, the numbers still climbing because people not, you know, staying indoors. So I think that's kind of like saying the clubs ain't gonna jump, and they clearly.
Yeah, but they renovated. They don't do late clubs no more, so everything is day parties pretty much. So it's still a different
change.
Yeah, it's still a different way of doing a club. Like, it's not like how it used to be. Like, you're not staying out to 2 o'clock and night no more. Most of the time it's day parties. So you gotta look at it like that as well. Like, it's gonna change in some type of shape or form. I don't think they're gonna put an end to it, but it's gonna alter how it used to be done. Like, having thousands of people jammed into a stadium, I don't think that's,
I don't know, man. They want to get their money. Like, say for instance, like these football games. People want to watch football. Like, and I think these stadiums is still gonna be set up the same. I don't think they gonna change out of that.
We gonna see. I mean,
because they want their money. They've been stuffing planes. Like I think whatever they gonna. I think whatever these major corporations are going to do to make the most money, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think they've always, you know, put money over people. Like, I don't know.
They could figure something out.
I don't think people not going to just, you know, I think it's so many people that it's going to out. Some of these, like, flights and stadiums and stuff going to always be able to be filled up as long as they do what they need to do.
Facts.
Dang, that's probably it.
Came to the realization.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to. It ain't really. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff, but it ain't nothing that we got to get into. Music, we can probably do next week, but. Because there's some stuff that came out. But other than that, I think we got the show. But before we go, this podcast is sponsored to you by TevDesigns.com. It is right there at the bottom of your screen. TevDesigns.com is where you get your merch. We're going to have Ill Perspective merch on there coming soon. PJ got his own merch. Tev got his own merch. Rejected Weirdos got their own merch. We got other brands, new brands on the way. They going down I-95 right now. We got new brands we're going to announce real soon. We've been working on some things. So go to tevdesigns.com. And look, that was another episode. You listening to the illest podcast in the world right now. It's the Ill Perspective Podcast. Peace. Side.